Taking Stock, we're broadcasting live from the Boston headquarters for CBIZ. CBIZ, a top 10 national accounting and tax provider. One of the issues that this firm is dealing with on behalf of its client companies, the Affordable Care Act. Remember Obamacare? You thought getting it into place was difficult. What about keeping up with the requirements for reporting? The ACA requires all IRS reporting for 2015 must be completed by early 2016, and that's not going to be easy. Ron Morrison is the business unit president for CBIZ, and he is here with us now to talk about that, something that a lot of companies may be thinking somebody else is going to get it done, or it'll get done somewhere in their organization without focusing on what could happen if it all goes pear-shaped.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike. That's one of the challenges I think a lot of employers are just discovering, and we work together with our folks on the tax and accounting and payroll side, and we have a pretty large employee benefits practice here nationwide, and we started talking to our clients about how they can actually report this stuff. Not as easy as I think.
So tell people who work for a company but maybe don't run one, what has to be reported? What is different now under the Affordable Care Act that companies didn't have to do in the past?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in the first quarter of 2016, clients or companies with 50 or more employees are going to have to report to the IRS who was eligible for coverage and what that coverage cost each one of those eligible employees. So,
Even if the company doesn't provide it, even if they're just going on to an exchange and buying it themselves?
Well, what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to report who they actually offered coverage to. So someone that didn't offer coverage, they're not going to be completing the reports. However, the clients that we work with who do offer coverage, which the majority of them do, they're going to be filing some tax forms, 1094C, 1095C to the IRS, and providing benefit statements to all their employees in the first quarter of 2016. And the challenge I think they'll face and may not realize now is all that data that they're going to need is stored in multiple locations. So in some cases, it might be in a payroll system. It might be in an HRIS system. They have to take into account FMLA leaves and adjust their measurements. So there's a real lot behind the whole reporting process. And we're encouraging employers to really take a look now and not wait until the end of the year to make sure that they have access to the right information.
Now, is this just paperwork, or are there tax liabilities going to change?
Well, there's penalties if you don't comply with the law. So under the Affordable Care Act, if you're not offering coverage as an employer, there's a $2,000 penalty up front. If you're offering coverage that's not considered affordable, or someone that has unaffordable coverage or is not offered coverage goes to a public exchange, you have the potential to be fined $3,000 for that employee as well.
Per employee?
Per employee that does not receive or is not offered affordable coverage.
So a company like CBIZ, what do you do? I own my company. Do I come to you and say, Ron, I've got internal accountants, I've got people in payroll. What do I want someone like you to come in and do for me?
Yeah, so what we've been doing is we've been having conversations with all of our client groups and companies that would like to work with out there, and helping them put together a project plan of how they're going to capture all this data from different places and be able to produce these reports.
Is it a software question?
Well, it's a software question that's the solution, is putting in another software, piece of software that'll pull from different areas. The problem is not everyone knows where the area is, and not everyone's been capturing the data. So if you're a self-insured health plan, you're going to have to report information that includes spouses and dependent social security numbers, right? So what happens if you haven't collected that data and now it's January and you get to report that information and you don't have it?
Now, there are some changes coming as the law continues to take effect in terms of what companies can offer. You got some tax liabilities with so-called Cadillac plans ahead.
Yeah, so the Cadillac plans, it's a 40% tax if the cost of your plan exceeds certain thresholds. Most companies hopefully have had a chance to take a look at that now and reduce their potential for that Cadillac tax. I think between now and 2018, if you haven't taken a look at it yet, certainly you should and potentially restructure your plans so that you don't breach that threshold and end up paying the 40% Cadillac tax.
In your experience watching changes over the years and what we've dealt with so far. Is there IRS going to give companies a little bit of leeway here, especially the first year?
Well, I would hope they would, but I don't think so. The idea behind this reporting is so that the IRS can levy fines or penalties against employers that don't comply with the Affordable Care Act rules, and to also collect penalties from individuals that don't have coverage. So that's some of the financial piece that actually supports putting the Affordable Care Act in place. So I don't think the IRS is going to back down and say, no, let's just, you know, let this go. I think this is the reason, or they have to do this in order to help subsidize the Affordable Care Act.
One piece of advice to anybody listening out there, whether they call CBIZ or not, what is the piece of advice you give them?
Well, take a look at what you're doing. Make sure you have the data. Have a discussion. Start now. Take a look at the processes that you have in place and see if they talk to each other, and make sure you can do this, because if you don't, there are a lot of potential penalties for you down the road.
Ron Morrison, thank you so very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Business Unit President here at CBIZ, C-B-I-Z. One of the top 10 tax and advisory service companies in the country. We're so happy to be broadcasting live from their headquarters in Boston today. Me, Kathleen Hayes, and Michael McKee.